If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Country hick.
Greenhole.
Ain't a hick down there? Really, is it one of them?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Where's the others?
Things like sidebuster, redneck. A term I use is when you're talking about people in the country, I sometimes say crackers.
That's the one. I just couldn't think about it. That's what they call country crackers.
That's what I say when you just got it.
Oh, yeah, that's more nearly correct, I think.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person, to a colored person? Do you say, how do you refer to a person that was slaves before the Civil War? You know, somebody's skin is brown or black.
Nigger?
They don't like to be called nigger. These days, they're changing. When I grew up, they were just straight niggers. But now they're black folks.
Yeah, well, they're changing like that. But that's necessary. And then, if you were angry with a nigger or something like that, and you thought he was trifling and no good, what would you call him then, if you were mad at him?
Well, I don't know, but let me tell you something. What the niggers all used to accuse my father of. Now, he was a Christian gentleman, if I ever saw one in my life. And the lead nigger would tell a new one when he came in. He said, now I'll tell you something. If you make Mr. Robert mad enough for him to call you, you roll down black, you roll down stinking nigger. He said, son, whether you know it or not, you has been cussed.
But you wouldn't call him anything like if you were mad at him, something like that, or like, yeah, I mean, it's a term of if you're just really mad at him and they're just no good and they're just making you mad and you just want to say something to them to cut them down the side, you're just describing what do you ever,
what's some of his words?
I never did see him get mad. I never did get mad with him, you know. Worked as many as average, certainly plenty more than that. But I always, and he did too, he said, now let me tell you something. You do it my way. If you don't, the road's open. Mm-hmm. You're not chained. Mm-hmm. You don't have any ways you had, that's through. If you want to stay here and be a part of this, do it my way. Mm-hmm. And I think as big a compliment as I ever had personally in my life, I mean, I checked that one day, raining, and we used to work them by the wage hand, of course, and had to pay them a time, whether they made it or not, or went to the crib to shuck corn to go to the mill, you know, feed a big plantation, had to have a lot of cornbread and meal. And I approached one day, and a new nigger cussed, and the lotman that I was raised up with said, wait a minute, let me tell you something. If you want to get along here, don't you cuss where Captain Sheppy is, because you was fixing to go right then. Said, I just want to tell you now, you can cuss as much as you please.
Yeah.
But the first time you cuss around him, you was done through. And I walked up there after a bit, and they didn't know I'd heard that, and all my life, somehow or another, I've kind of lacked that introduction.
Yeah, I don't blame you.